Moral and ethical issues. There comes a point when it's impossible to avoid the personal position. Whose side are you on? The complexity of taking a side might explain why physics professors wouldn't want to touch with a barge pole the argument. As catastrophic as it is, unequivocally refuting the so-called theory of relativity. That physics professors do not even want to know that such an argument exists, because they would then burden themselves with the moral obligation to take a stand. Taking an honest stand means nothing less than forfeiting their position in the academy. The comfortable position is to agree with the Inquisition during its day that the Earth does not rotate, that the, quote, theory of relativity is not an absurdity, although it actually is, but is the greatest theory that has ever been in existence, that there is COVID pandemic. Galileo disagreed with the Inquisition till the end, as they heard him say after the verdict, and yet it turns. However, Galileo is a hero, a historic figure, ready to sacrifice his comfort, let alone his life, for the truth. Does this mean that everyone has to become a hero, willing to lose their job by not agreeing against their will to be vaccinated against COVID-19? Knowing at the same time that the very idea of a COVID-19 pandemic is a fraud. External pressure is sometimes unstoppable. The modern history of even the civilized world is littered with examples of injustice made into the law of the land. And all are equal under this unjust law. Where is the line that cannot be crossed? One can lose one's life, and that of one's loved ones, if one opposes injustice. Besides, no one likes to be lectured to, neither be edified or listened to moralizing. Also, no one who makes a living dealing with issues allegedly related to the, quote, theory of relativity, or who benefits materially, professionally, and even politically, from swearing that COVID-19 pandemic is real, likes to hear from someone else the last word on these matters. That's why such biased partisans won't even meet with you to hear your arguments. Rather, considering the attempt to show those arguments as a personal insult, even as a provocation aimed at ruining their lives and especially their careers. God forbid if such vested interests are put in position of political power and stand to lose their power if they renege and decide to side with the truth. One thing is for sure, however. It is the Galileans of the world, the heroes of science, the rare self-sacrificing heroes who are willing to renounce and immolate even their lives, who move the world forward. History remembers no monarchs or rulers, but Galileo's name shines through the centuries as one of humanity's major liberators, without sword and blood, but even more efficiently with his discoveries and love for the truth. And another interesting thing. One can often hear that lately the development of the world was so fast that yesterday's novelties are obsolete today. Here's an example that contradicts that statement. Humanity has not yet understood the principle of relativity that Galileo discovered more than 400 years ago.